The question today is, what does the Bible say about homosexuality? I know that's a hot topic today, but yet the question's been asked, and I feel impressed by the Lord to as much as I can to try to share with you what the Bible says about homosexuality. It's not what Ann Landers says that counts. It's not what people of the world says that counts. It's not what Hollywood says that counts. It's what God says in His Word that counts. So let's look at what the Bible says about homosexuality. Now, the first time it's mentioned is in Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5. And it's not with clarity there, because this was the time of Noah's day whenever the earth was in very bad shape. And the Bible says in Genesis 6, 5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." As I said, that's not with clarity there, but that's involved in the sins of Noah's day, the sin of homosexuality. Now, next we see this mentioned in Genesis chapter 19, verse number 4 and 5. And this is where, of course, the two angels came over to Sodom and Gomorrah, and there where Lot was at. Lot got in the house and pulled the angels on the inside, because the men tried to enter in. But it said there, verses 4 and 5, it said, "But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came in unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." In other words, he's talking about the men saying that we may know them. The word "know" there is not to meet them in an introductive way. It's not to shake hands with them, but it's a word for intimacy. For instance, Adam knew his wife. She conceived and bare a Cain. And the word "know" means to have intimacy, have sexual relations with. And those men wanted to have relations with them. Now, this sodomy is considered, because of the city of Sodom, is where the word really comes from. The Hebrew word sodomite was used in the days of the kings, and it means a devotee of licentious idolatry. In those idolatrous actions and worship, there was all kind of sexual sins that was used, including homosexuality there at that time. So it's and the word licentious means unrestrained, given up. That means exactly what God does. In other words, in what he talks about in Romans chapter 1, verse number 24 through 27. And here it talks about God giving them up and giving them over. And he says in verse 24, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as God did not like to retain, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient." Now there we find in verse number 26, it said, "For this cause God gave them up." For what cause? Well, it goes back and it shows you the outline of Romans chapter 1, verse number 19 and 20. He says there's light in creation and in the conscience. And when man is indifferent about that light, he becomes unthankful or has ingratitude. And that's verse 21. And that leads to ignorance, which even the light they had becomes darkness. And it leads to idolatry, verses 22 and 23, and then leads to immorality here that he's outlining here in this these things here. So God gave them up, and the word "gave up" means to hand over to one's power or use, or to give into the hands of another. In other words, he gave them up to vile affections, is what he said there in verse 26. That word "affections" means disgraceful passions. It's described as vile, which means dishonor. Thus, it's referring to passions of dishonor. Affections is a more narrow and a more intense word than lust in verse number 24, where he said God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. In other words, there, that refers to the diseased condition out of which lust springs. Now, you notice he said in verse number 26 of Romans chapter 1, he said, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. The word for women here is the word females, of course. And sometimes God uses the word men for mankind, meaning females. But here he uses the word woman for women, for females. And females are mentioned first because they're considered to be the more pure of the sexes. They should be the bulwark of society. But when they yield to the sinful desires of homosexual indulgence, the home and the nation are doomed. And it said they changed. What did he say, verse 26? It said that they did change the natural use into that which is against nature. In other words, they change means to exchange one thing for another. And when it uses the word use refers to the sexual use of a woman described as natural. That means it's produced by nature. It's inborn. Sex is not a dirty word, but an appetite given by God to mankind to replenish the earth and reward love to be used in the realm of God's Word. Hebrews 13:4 said, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And so it said they changed, in that verse 26 again, it said they changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And that means against nature means it's against nature's law, or it's against God's Word. And then he said in verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. The word likewise means similar, in other words, refers now to men exchanging the natural use into that which is against nature, the same as the females had, because he said use the word also there. And by the way, he uses the word men here. It's not talking about females here. He's talking about males as distinguished from females. In other words, leaving. That means they put aside. And then use here refers to the sexual use of a woman, a female. Again, it talks about here of man. Again, he's described as natural, as in verse 26. In other words, the desire for the opposite sex is natural and is okay in the realm of God's Word. God ordained it that way. And so he said, but instead here, and the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another. That word burn means inflame, set ablaze. The meaning is that men were consumed with a passion of lust. And of course, this lust here means eager desire, appetite. It's especially seeking the object of gratification in order to make it one's own. It's a stronger word than lust in verse number 24, or the word affections in verse number 26. In other words, it's an all-out endeavor to satisfy their totally depraved nature or their corrupt nature. And you notice he said men with men, males with males is what he's talking about, refers to homosexuality, which is against nature. That's what God said. And you notice it said there in verse 27 of Romans chapter 1, men with men working that which is unseemly. Working means to perform or to achieve. It means to carry to its ultimate conclusion that which is unseemly. Now, unseemly means shameful, disgraceful, and indecency. And then he says there, and he says, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. In other words, recompense means a reward given in compensation. It's referring to that natural result of their sin, which pays them back for that they've done, such as weakening the body and producing premature old age, disease, decay, and early death. In other words, he said the recompense of their error. And of course, the error is talking about straying from truth, a deviation. And he said that recompense was meat, which means a necessity in the nature of this case. When a person burns after unnatural affection, God abandons them to passions of dishonor that cannot be controlled or governed and that run loose and wild no matter how much a person tries to control them. He's given over to burn more and more and is enslaved and held in bondage to it psychologically and physically. Therefore, God judges those people by giving them up to lie, to live in their vile affections. Now, these verses here in Romans chapter 1 plainly state that man was not born that way. I'm talking about man wasn't born a homosexual. He chooses that way by choosing darkness over light, and it resulted in demon possession. And therefore, God's given him up. You see, man's changed, but God hasn't changed. Now, what was wrong in sin 50 years ago, or 100 years ago, or 200 years ago, or 2,000 years ago, is still wrong and sin today. You see, to show you how man has changed, and of course man's changed and God hasn't, but to show you how man's changed, I looked up in the dictionary. I have an old original one on my computer. It's the old Webster's Dictionary. And then I've got a 1994 Webster's edition. And I know there's newer editions than that, and they probably changed from them. But I looked up the word sodomite in the old one, the old dictionary on my computer, and it said one guilty of sodomy. And then in the new one, it's not even listed. You know why? It's offensive. The word sodomy, I looked up in the old one, it says a crime against nature. It's not even in the new one because it's offensive. The word homosexual is not in the old one, but the new one says it's sexual desires and activity for others of the same sex, and basically implying it's okay and it's accepted, but it's not in God's Word. The Bible, the old dictionary uses the word queer, said it's odd. The new one says it's deviating from the normal. The old dictionary uses the word gay and says a vulgar use of the word in America, but in the new one it's called homosexual. And gay. Just call them gay now. Well, the word marriage in the old one says the legal union of a man and a woman as husband and wife for life. But in the new one, it leaves out the word for life. You see, man is changing, but God is not changing. And then the Bible talks, and Paul said this in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 9 and 10. And this is New Testament, folks, not Old Testament. But he says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." In that, he lists the word effeminate is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. That means they're not going to heaven. And that word effeminate is referring, and I'll deal more with this in part two of the answer to this question, but it's referring to homosexuality in which the Bible condemns. It's not a lifestyle you're born with. It's something that the devil has driven you to, and God's gave you up to it. You better turn from it before it's everlastingly too late. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.